You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. We work with people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and a very good morning to all of you. And also a good morning to my co-host, Father John Cusick, the Director of our office. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Very
excellent.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent.
We're going to have fun today.
Yes, we are.
I'm a book junkie.
All right.
And if I can roam down the street and I have a little extra time on my hands, I feel like I'm always drawn to a bookstore. And I could spend a day just walking through. But one of the things that always terrifies me about a bookstore is there's too many options. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what should I read? I draw myself, because I'm a Catholic priest for 36 years, to the religion section, and you see all of these books. And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to get a jump on what we should read. And we're going to spend some time, Kate, am I correct, talking about good Catholic books that young adults in their 30s and 20s, married and single, from young couples to people with little kids to young singles to whatever, that they might find of a great value. And we're going to bypass the bookstore and bring the bookstore to you.
Excellent. Wouldn't it be great if we had our own consultant walking through the bookstore with us?
Well, we sort of have that today.
We have that today, yes.
That's what's going to be fun.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why don't you share with people how we're going to do this?
All right. We have two special guests with us. Some of our young adults who have been through Theology on Tap with us might recognize. One is Mr. Joe Papraki, who is the Associate Director of Catechetical Services at Loyola Press. And Joe is also a colleague of mine, of ours, Father Cusick. We used to work together. He was in the office for catechesis for the Archdiocese of Chicago for a number of years. So good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Kate.
Thanks so much,
John,
for joining us.
Good morning, Joe.
Yay.
Good to have you here.
Thank
this
you.
Is going to be fun.
Joe
it
is also an author, and he'll tell us a little bit about what he has done as well in our hour together. And also with us is Michelle Helm, who is Senior Marketing Coordinator at Loyola Press. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning to both of you. It's good
Yay.
To be here.
Michelle, good to have you here. And we're going to talk about a wonderful connection or arrangement that through the Michelle's great work we have been able to set up with Loyola Press, and in turn is a way to benefit all of you who are listening, and I think also to benefit the work of Young Adult Ministry and obviously the work of Loyola Press.
So today we're talking about great reading material. And for all of our listeners, if you have a book that you highly recommend young adults read, we want to hear about that as well. You're welcome to give us a call here at the studio, 312-751-1979. Again, if there's something you've read recently that you just really want to share, great reading material you got to tell people about, you can give us a call at 312-751-1979.
And Michelle, can you tell us a little bit as we journey through this hour about Loyola Press, how you got there and what Loyola Press? Obviously, you hear the word Loyola, you also, in parentheses, see the word Jesuit.
Right.
And if you could share a little bit about the work of Loyola Press.
Sure thing. Loyola Press, we're a company that are very dedicated to spreading God's word through media, through books, through videos, DVDs, and we really want to walk with the church and work with the church in being able to help people nourish their faith lives to help them to be able to grow closer to God. And we really believe that that can be done through the media. We're surrounded by media every day, 24/7.
Absolutely.
And Loyola Press really feels, as Ignatius, our founder, the founder of the Jesuits, and really a hero for us at Loyola Press, has done. He was actually converted through reading books after he had quite a spill during one of the battles back in Spain. And it was really through reading books that he came to know his call and to grow in deeper union with God. And at Loyola Press, we've seen the benefits of that. And we work in education, providing textbooks for children, especially our Finding God series, which Joe Propaki could talk about a bit more. He's worked on that series, as well as books you would find in Barnes & Noble's or Borders or Catholic bookstore, which we'll kind of delve in a little bit more today.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so what we want to focus on today, for those of you who are choosing to listen to us, are just some really good books that we think would be very, very helpful to young adult people to pick up and read. We get a lot of questions, Kate, don't we? I mean, people say, you know, I don't know enough about my faith. I need some people saying, I'd like to take it to another level. And oftentimes, the way of doing that for so many of us who are no longer in an academic environment is to pick up a good book and read. So we're going to give some suggestions today. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some conversations about those books. And Joe, a little bit about Joe Propaki, because if I'm not mistaken, the word Propaki is sort of a big deal in this diocese.
That's true. One of my big brothers, Tom, is auxiliary bishop here in Chicago. And so we joke about that sometimes when I go to places, people say, oh, are you related to Bishop Propaki? And Tom tells me that he goes to places and people say, oh, are you related to Joe Propaki?
So
it's flattering.
Excellent.
Tom Propaki, the bishop, and Joe Propaki, the author.
Right, exactly.
There you go.
In fact, he's had a few people tell him, oh, Bishop, I love your books. And he'll say, well, you must be talking about my brother because I haven't written any yet.
That's right. And you have not confirmed anybody yet.
Not yet.
It's all good. We want to keep these distinctions sort of clean.
Very good.
But that's great. I know, because your brother was a couple years behind me in school, that and he does great work in the diocese. And you've got to be very proud of that.
I am. He's a good man, and I look up to him in many ways, and I think he does excellent work, and his ministry is very dedicated to it, and I take inspiration from that.
That's great.
And Joe and I were on a commission together. We were working on the Decisions Project as it relates to catechesis with young adults, and as part of that, we were able to put, with Joe's wisdom, a list of different books for young adults to read on our website. So if people are looking for a starting point, please visit our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago, all one word, .org. And you can see under the topic of resources, the books that Joe has recommended, and he graciously just updated that for us. So recommendations and suggestions can all be found through our website. And Joe, it's been great to have you, who knows the Archdiocese of Chicago so well, working with Loyola Press and now feeding us suggestions and information, not only from Loyola Press, but from other wonderful booksellers around the country.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I thank many of the other publishers, too, who sent me. I actually contacted other publishers and said, please send me what you recommend for young adults, and then put that list together. So, again,
Excellent. It's
up on the Young Adult Ministries website.
And those books, they're divided by topic, so people can see whatever the topic is that they're interested. If they're interested in more information about our church in general, about who Jesus is and what Jesus taught in general, adult catechesis and theology, there's a section on Mary and the saints, a section on scripture, a section on morality, a section on the sacraments, a section on peace and justice issues, a section on spirituality and lifestyles, a section on liturgy. So there's just a wealth of information on that, and we're grateful,
and
Joe, that you've done that.
All introductory level.
Yes, so no matter what level you are, you can understand the information that's there. That's very, very helpful.
And for those of you listening to us today live, or if you've downloaded this to any of your MP3 players, keep in mind that the Christmas season is coming.
Yes.
And it's a time of giving, and I think the gift of a good book, good Catholic literature, can be such a wonderful gift at Christmas. And the list is narrowed down. It's on our website, as Kate mentioned, yamchicago.org. And you can order right off of that website, thanks to Michelle's work with us. And when we come back, we're going to get into some of those good books, Michelle. Would that be fair?
That sounds great.
We'll take a little break first.
Did you know that more than 55% of high school students are saving sex for marriage? Over the past decade, our nation has seen a huge increase in teen chastity rates, thanks to programs like the Chastity Education Initiative of the Archdiocese of Chicago. A teen wrote,
"I really enjoyed this speaker. He touched my life more than I could have ever imagined. His talk changed me from the inside out."
Support what Cardinal George calls one of the finest chastity education programs in the nation at our annual benefit dinner. Join Cardinal George and inspirational speaker Gianna Jessen, a young woman who almost lost the gift of life before she was born at the hands of an abortionist. Doctors predicted she would never walk, but last year, Gianna completed her first marathon. Join us Saturday, November 18th at the Drury Lane. For reservations, call the Respect Life Office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And we're back with more of The Light Show, hosted today by Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, and our special guests Joe Papraki and Michelle Helm from Loyola Press.
Okay, Michelle, I'm looking at something that our radio listeners can't see.
Yes.
A whole pile of books.
Delve into it.
You and Joe Papraki have come prepared today. Michelle, let's start. If somebody were to call Loyola Press and ask for Michelle Helm and say, "Michelle, give me the title of one really wonderful book that I could give as a gift to someone in their 20s and 30s for Christmas," what would be number one on your list from Loyola Press?
My first response is just one. Hearts Unlimited.
A marketing woman.
Can't be just one. Right. If I had to choose just one, I would start with Jim Martin. He's a Jesuit priest in New York. His spiritual memoir, My Life with the Saints. It's an amazing book. It's great for individuals. It's great for groups. And I think young adults will especially like it because Jim Martin talks about his journey with the saints and how he encountered the saints as companions in his walk in life. And you meet these different saints from when he was a little boy till he was grown up and entered the Jesuits, and how he found himself and his call through journeying with the saints. He makes them so real. He takes them off the, you know, the plaster of Paris saints on a shelf.
The pedestals.
And exactly. Yes. And he just brings them down to our level. And Thomas Merton had a special effect with Jim Martin and helped him find his call as a mm-hmm. Jesuit. And the quote that I love that he has in here is, "To be a saint is to be myself." And it just makes it so attainable for all of us. So this one, highly recommended. It was actually Publishers Weekly just put it on their top 100 books of the year. So he's getting a lot of press and just an amazing, amazing, amazing story.
And Michelle, I have a great passion in my work with young adults that they know more about our great Catholic heroes.
Yes.
And that's really, I think, Joe, the secular word for saint. Mm-hmm. Saint is obviously it's a Catholic word. It's the religious imagery we use. Right. But when you think about it, there are our heroes.
Exactly.
And we live in this country that has a Hall of Fame for almost everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are any aware of the near west side of Chicago, over around Taylor Street, there's a huge statue of Joe DiMaggio by the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame. Now, think about that. You have to be an Italian-American athlete, and you're in the Hall of Fame. Well, we've got 2,000 years, Michelle, mm-hmm. of these great women and men
right.
who lived the life of Christ excellently, and that's our Hall of Fame.
Right, and when we look at them, especially the way Jim presents them, Father Jim Martin, you look at them and you say, you know what, I can do that. These people struggled with the same stuff I struggled with,
right.
granted, in their time, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. it's the same human heart, the same issues of the human heart. And I think this especially relates to young adults who, as young adults, I'm a young adult myself, we want things that are relevant. We want something
right.
that we can hold on to so that when, you know, things hit the fan at work or in family or in relationships, we have somewhere to turn and have some courage to keep
Absolutely.
Walking.
Absolutely. And can I find someone who lived these gospel values, real human beings, and they did them well?
Absolutely.
In Father Martin's book, just to give our listeners a little hint, there's two types of saints. Obviously, well, I would call the official saints of our church. There's St. Joan of Arc and St. Teresa of Lisieux, St. Ignatius Loyola, St. Bernadette Soubirous, and that would be the story of Lourdes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was, and then out of St. Thomas Aquinas, out of our scripture, there's Peter and Joseph, the Blessed Mother, and then contemporary saints, as I would call them, Mother Teresa, who was not yet canonized, Pope John the 23rd, Dorothy Day lived a dramatic life in the United
yeah.
States.
One of my favorites.
The
Love
Catholic
that
worker.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ugandan martyrs, a powerful story. And so Pedro Arrupe, who Pedro was right. the, Father Arrupe was the head of the Jesuit
right.
mm-hmm. around the world. So folks, keep that in mind. These are our heroes. And as Michelle is saying, if we're looking to relate.
Right.
This is so. Father Martin's book, Michelle.
It's
give
my
us
top
a
pick.
Give us the title again.
My Life with the Saints by Father Jim Martin. And actually, we've made it really easy for people to be able to purchase these books. Working with the Young Adult Office, we found a lot of synergy in believing how the Young Adult Office really reaches out to youth. And so we have a program where you can log right on to the Young Adult Office's website, yamchicago.org. And you look under resources, and when you click on one of the blue highlighted titles by Loyola Press and buy it through their website, the Young Adult Office will receive a portion of the proceeds from that sale. So it's a win-win situation. You
right.
get a great book to nourish your soul, a great Christmas gift, and you're helping out the young adult ministry.
And we really appreciate that.
Yes,
and it makes it much easier.
Yes,
and
it does.
That's a good
one-stop shop. You don't have to fight crowds.
There you
Excellent.
Go.
Okay, now Michelle, sitting next to you is this Mr. Papraki. He's an author, you know. That's pretty,
yeah.
you know
I bow before thee, Joe.
He has a stack of books there. Now, I don't think they all have the name Papraki on
right,
there, but
all.
The top one does. And I think what we're going to do, Joe, is ask for your first recommendation for a book. We're going to lead into it, and then we're going to take a break in a minute or so, and then come back and give you a chance to develop that a little bit. But
okay.
what is on Joe Papraki's hit list of great reads for young adult Catholics?
The one that I really enjoyed reading last year is Spirituality at Work, 10 Ways to Balance Your Life on the Job. And
wow.
this is written by Gregory Pierce.
Sure.
And, you know, our young adults are mostly in the work world.
Yes.
They're working feverishly, mm-hmm. trying to get ahead, trying to make a name for themselves,
sure.
trying to make a living. And I think in our lives, a lot of times we have a separation between our secular life and spiritual life.
Right.
And we think that our spiritual life is what happens on Sunday. And then the rest of the week, we're at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying
sure.
to plow through it, you know, to get to the end of the week so we can get a spiritual shot in the arm. And what Greg Pierce does in Spirituality at Work is he begins to lay the foundation for a theology of work.
Sure.
How do we bring our spirituality into the workplace? And it's a wonderful way for young adults and really people of all ages, but I think our young people, to look at what they're doing 5 days a week, 40, 50, 60 hours a week.
And more.
And
yeah,
more.
Right.
Yeah. And to see how can I find God in those moments.
Sure.
And how is my work part of participating in the mission of the church and in God's creation? It's just a wonderful book. It really gives the reader an opportunity to think on a very concrete level about spirituality in an everyday way.
I did enjoy reading that book, and what I found so helpful is little, very doable, practical things to do. And one of his examples that I found helpful was, is there an object that you can put in your cubicle or on your desk or carry in your wallet or your purse or whatever that reminds you that God is in our midst? So a little prayer card, a little image, even a nature scene that you've taken that reminds you of God's presence in life. Just something that simple, just bringing in one little object and having it there, a stone that you collected on a retreat somewhere along the way. Just it's just a wonderful reminder of who we are as God's people. And he's just got a lot of those types of suggestions.
And I just wanted to say that he's really reinforcing that notion of the Catholic Church being sacramental,
yes,
that we have signs,
sure,
and reminders, yes, all around us.
And
yes,
where else but the workplace? God, exactly, is surrounding us. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. The Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores a trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
As winter sets in, Catholic Charities seeks help for the homeless. I'm Father Mike Boland, the administrator of Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese, and I invite you to join us in our efforts to clothe and feed the poor. Catholic Charities is in need of warm items in our clothing rooms. We are collecting coats, gloves, hats, blankets, and sleeping bags for the homeless. Donations can be dropped off at our emergency assistance office at 721 North LaSalle, or you can visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Help Catholic Charities provide a little warmth this winter.
Here's Bishop Joseph Perry, Auxiliary Bishop of Chicago and Chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on African American Catholics.
Friday, December 1st is World AIDS Day. While we are called to pray and care for our sisters and brothers infected with the HIV and AIDS virus, this day especially gives us an opportunity to gather with others throughout the world to bring attention to this disease that has impacted our communities in pandemic proportions. An alarming number of African-American adults and young adults are being infected with the disease, and unlike other terminal illnesses, HIV is 100% preventable. Know the facts about how one acquires the disease and how making informed choices can prevent the contraction and therefore the transmission of this disease. And remember, if it infects one of us, it affects all of us. This is Bishop Joseph Perry wishing everyone the best of health for both your physical and spiritual life. God bless.
And we are back with more of The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. This is Kate DeVries along with Father John Cusick, Mr. Joe Papraki, and Ms. Michelle Helm. And we are talking about books. Let's talk about great Catholic resources for people and great Christmas gifts while we're at it. We invite your comments. If you'd like to enter our conversation, please call us at 312-751-1979. So what are your recommendations? What's your favorite book to share?
Now, Michelle, if I'm not mistaken, you have a little stack of books here.
I do.
Which we are going to be able to share with people who call in.
Yes, that's right, because I really don't want to take these home with me. So we need to.
So you're going to give them to us, and we're going to mail them out.
That's right. We have some callers, and we want you to call in, and we'll give you a copy of The Shoemaker's Gospel. It's a new book just hot off the press for Loyola Press, and it's a way to encounter Jesus again. It's a great book in the tradition of Ignatian imaginative meditation, and kind of brings you right into the scenes of the gospel through the eyes of a shoemaker who lived at Jesus' time. It is a work of fiction, a first novel put out by Loyola Press, original novel, and it's just a new way to meet Jesus again for the first time.
And so for those of you who have an opportunity to call in, we'll be able to take your name and your address, and we're going to be able to send out a copy of Daniel Brent's The Shoemaker's Gospel. And Kate, if people want to try for that free book?
All they need to do is call us at 312-751-1979.
Wonderful. Joe Paprocki, there is a... When we've used your work and your talent in our Summer Theology on Tap program, one of the issues that I've wanted to deal with, and you have been the one to do that, is the Bible.
Right.
So many Catholic young adults today are saying, help me understand how to read the Bible. And if I'm not mistaken, you have published a book on that. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how people might be able to connect with that?
I'd be happy to, and I always appreciate the fact that Theology on Tap has given me the opportunity to work with young adults on Scripture. Over the years, I've encountered so many Catholics, especially young adults, who feel that they've grown up deprived when it comes to the Bible, biblically deprived.
Yeah, we all wish we knew more. You know, our Protestant brothers and sisters can quote Scripture, and we're just kind of lacking in many ways.
And we're catching up as Catholics since the Second Vatican Council. And my contribution to that is a book called God's Library, A Catholic Introduction to the World's Greatest Book.
Wow.
How about that?
Yes.
And it is a very basic introduction for people who feel that they have missed out on understanding how the Bible's put together, how to find things in the Bible,
okay,
and then how to understand the Bible. I think it's important for us as Catholics to know that we have a Catholic way of interpreting the Bible, and it's important for us to know that what we're reading, what is being said to us, and what is the lesson being taught, and how do we interpret that as Catholics?
Because we confront the Word of God every day when we go to Mass.
Right.
And so often, younger Catholics, Joe, will come out after Mass and say, Father, I need to know how that relates to my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. There's a Catholic way of looking at the Scripture, of reading it, of understanding it for our lives. And again, the name of that book is?
God's Library, A Catholic Introduction to the World's Greatest Book.
And I'll bet you it's put out by Loyola Press.
It sure is.
Michelle, and you can get it through our website.
That's right.
YAMChicago.org.
There you go.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And Joe, the other issue that is oftentimes spoken by young adults is understanding the way we worship. Because let's face it, the way people define themselves as Catholic is, I go to church, I don't go to church,
right.
I go every week, I go once in a while, gee, Father, I don't go as often as I should. So church and Mass really are key things.
Right.
And what can you offer people who are hungering for a better understanding, perhaps, of the way the highest form of Catholic worship is the Mass? I know you've worked on something there, too.
I had the opportunity with a colleague of mine, Father Dominic Grassi, to write a book for Loyola Press, once again, called Living the Mass, How 1 Hour a Week Can Change Your Life. And Father Dom and I really tried to get to the heart of that issue of how does the Mass pertain to our everyday lives?
There you go.
I think that when people feel a disconnect between the Mass and their everyday lives, one of those things gets jettisoned. And it's usually the Mass.
Mm. Yeah, because you have to live your everyday life.
You have to
life.
Live your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
So a lot of times when we look at how come people aren't going to Mass, we try to fix the Mass. Well, there's nothing wrong with the Mass per se. No. Sure,
right.
we can celebrate it better. But the Mass per se, it doesn't need to be fixed. we need to understand how the Mass is connected to our daily living
there
and how we live our baptism. So Father Dom and I went through the entire Mass to show how every part of the Mass is calling us, challenging us, inviting us to look at how we live our lives every day of the week,
right.
And then sends us forth at the end of Mass, the dismissal rite. We sometimes don't put enough emphasis on just how important those words are. Go in peace.
Right.
Yes.
The Mass is ended.
You
the
are
word
sent.
Mass comes yes. from the Latin word
Ite
missa.
Ite missa. You're sent.
Sent. Yes. So that when we go to Mass, we're going to the sending,
that's
is
right.
what's happening.
Right.
And so what are we being sent to do? And that's what Father Dom and I...
We're getting the game plan with. And the strength to go.
Exactly.
And actually, I think Joe's being a bit modest. Both of his books, God's Library and Living the Mass, when I read them, it was like, wow, this is what I've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it just made it made sense. It cracked it open in a new way and just so practical, so
right.
relevant to
and
our
when,
situation as young adults.
When you understand it, it's so much more meaningful
yes.
why
mm-hmm.
we do everything that we do within the liturgy.
Sure. We have a caller. And Tony, if we're going to put you on hold for a little bit because we need to take a break here at the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, Tony from Lansing has a recommendation for a book. So, Tony, if you can be patient for 2 minutes, we'll be back. Thank you for listening today.
Too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Hi, I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
It's the Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we are back with the Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. And we have a number of callers on hold. And just hang on. We're gonna get to as many people as we possibly can. But why don't we start with Tony? Tony, you are on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you
today?
Well, I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. And thank you for your patience there. That's sorry we had to keep you holding so long.
Okay. The book I'm recommending is one to be read during a time of relaxation.
Okay.
The title is From Slave to Priest by Sister Hemiseth. It's about a boy who was born into slavery.
Wow.
1854, and with encouragement from his family, from priests. He eventually becomes a priest and has a parish in Chicago called St. Monica.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't finished it, but believe me, it's a dandy. What the virtue it's going to instill in people is perseverance.
There you go. Right. Quite a virtue. And Tony, do you know who publishes that book?
Either Ascension Press or Ignatius Press.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find it.
But
online.
if people wanted to get a hold of the book, they could always just type in From Slave to Priest.
Yes.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Wonderful. Thank you for your recommendation. We certainly appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And thank you.
Tony, let's make sure we get your address from our producers. Will take that. Great. Thank you so much. And now let's go to a call from Nancy next. Nancy is calling from Oak Forest, and she does get a book. Nancy, there's a little note from our producer. She gets a book of the first five people. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you?
How's life in Oak Forest?
I'm fine.
Excellent. Good. Nancy, you have a recommendation for us.
Actually, I have only read parts of Life with the Saints. My husband has read it all.
Okay.
Okay.
But actually, it's more of a testimony to the Catholic faith. My husband was raised Catholic. I was raised Protestant, and we did raise our kids Protestant. He had, you know, drifted away from the Catholic Church, and as a woman, I took the, you know,
sure,
raised the kids. As we approached middle age, we started searching to find the true faith and read many, many books ranging, you know, every gamut.
Okay.
We had, on Memorial Day weekend, a drunk driver struck our daughter and son-in-law and six kids.
Oh,
my
God.
Four of our grandchildren were on life support at Loyola University.
Oh, my
Lord. Oh, man.
Oh.
My husband was asked to drive from Kankakee, which is where the accident took place, by their house, to Loyola to either sign for brain surgery or identify the body of his 12-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm.
He got in the car and started praying. St. Francis joined him in the car.
Wow. Mm.
He doesn't know how.
Yes.
He doesn't know why, except he felt he wasn't worthy yet.
Sure.
St. Francis helped him through it, helped us through it. All the children are fine.
Oh.
Oh, amen to that.
Amen.
We were able to take a pilgrimage in October to Assisi.
Okay.
And pay tribute.
Wow.
And I am very pleased to say that on Christ the King Sunday, I will be confirmed in the Catholic Church.
Oh, oh Nancy, Nancy. Congratulations.
What a powerful story of faith.
I didn't believe in the intercession of saints. I didn't disbelieve it.
Sure.
But I know it to be true.
There you go. And
because his dad had passed away 2 months prior to that.
Wow.
And we know that it was his dad, my dad, his mom, and St. Francis that got our family through it.
And this is one of the great parts of Catholicism we call the communion of saints, that we're connected with all those wonderful women and men, and in your family situation with Francis. And so everyone is well at the moment, is that correct?
Yes, everything is fine. They'll have lifetime, you know, doctoring and things,
sure,
because it was brain injury. Well, three of them had head injuries. She had the most traumatic. She had a brain injury and severe internal injury.
Wow.
But, you know, it's God got us through. God is going to get them through. And, you know, everybody says, well, aren't you suing the man? Aren't you suing the man? And it's like, we weren't raised that way. We were raised, you know, if God spares your life, you know, that's what you're thankful for.
Sure. Yes, yes.
And then we go and try to be caring to other people's lives.
Right.
That's the story of faith. So your husband could have written the book, My Life with the Saints.
Maybe he should write the book.
He could. Some people look at him and say, yeah, right. But I believe it. We were able, actually, to speak with some of the nuns. We were fortunate enough. We had a priest with us on the tour, and we were able to have Mass in Our Lady of the Angels.
Wow.
And we're able to speak with some of the nuns there, and they believe it, you know.
Sure.
Saints are not reserved for the people 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago.
Nancy, thank you so much for calling in, and let's pray that Francis keeps your family in the palm of God's hand. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to add to my prayers your grandchildren as they continue their journey through life, and that they have the best health that's humanly possible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're going to send.
God bless.
And Michelle, we're sending a book out to Nancy. Am I correct?
That's right.
And,
yes,
and the book that Nancy is going to get is The Shoemaker's Gospel.
think you'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Go with God. Be blessed.
And now, we have Jan on the phone from Wheaton. Jan, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Just wonderful.
Excellent.
And I want to thank you all so very, very much because being able to listen to you is so inspiring to me.
Oh, you're kind.
Just wonderful. I was telling the fellow that answered the phone how grateful I am for Catholic Radio. I'm in my car, and I put on about 2,000 miles every month.
Oh, my.
Wow. Okay. So you're driving.
Really. And so to be able to have that Catholic, just being kept up to date, even like this all of the information today, sure. I have two sons that were raised Catholic but then have gone away from the faith. And so, of course, St. Monica.
Yes.
They pray to her continually.
St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine.
There
exactly,
you go.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so my one son has come back to the church, and I'm so grateful. And that book, My Life with the Saints, I've got that now. That's going to be one of his Christmas gifts.
Oh, way to go, Jan.
And Jan, seriously, it's a wonderful, wonderful volume.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. I really cannot wait to get it.
Sure.
I'm going to be getting that.
And let me suggest, too, the two books that Joe Papracki has spoken about that he has authored, the one on Scripture and the one on Living the Mass along with Father Grassi. These are just, to me, they're books that younger people should have.
They're gems.
That sounds wonderful.
They're great. They're not library books, but these are the how-to. How do I better understand my faith? And I think you'll find them to be just wonderful gifts to share with your kids.
Thank you so much. Well, I've got my Christmas list started.
There you go.
Thanks,
well, we're very kind. And Jan, thank you. Drive safely.
Oh, thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And we need to go to a break. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.
It's all about Jesus, how we know Him, relate to Him, and join in His mission. We must always grow in faith. The Chicago Catechetical Conference on November 17th and 18th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont aims to help. The conference theme, Who Do You Say That I Am, is as important today as it was to the Apostles. Three keynote addresses, one on Friday morning by Cardinal Francis George, and 84 presentations provide a rich variety for mind and heart. Attend one or both days. For information, phone the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, 312-243-3700, or visit the conference webpage at catechesis-chicago.org. Again, 312-243-3700 and catechesis-chicago.org.
The Siena Center at Dominican University invites you to Encountering the Other, an experience of Muslim-Catholic dialogue. This fourth and final event in the Matthew J. Lamb dialogue series, Muslim-Catholic Understanding, will be held on Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Priory Campus of Dominican University in River Forest. Muslim and Catholic participants in the dialogue between the Council of Islamic Organizations of Greater Chicago and the Archdiocese of Chicago will host their regular session. You will have an opportunity to first observe and then to participate. Admission is free. To reserve your place, please contact the Siena Center at 708-714-9105. That's 708-714-9105. Join us for an informative evening of conversation and friendship between Muslims and Catholics.
Oh, and I will praise God. And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Michelle Helm, and Joe Papraki. And we today are talking about great books. What should we all be reading? Father
now,
Cusick?
Now, Michelle, we don't have an awful lot of time left today, but one of the fascinating genres of the young adult world is the world of film.
Yes.
And so often, films, when you just get beyond the sensational level, really work with some of the great thematic values of daily life.
Right.
And in many ways, they're very spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're holding in your hand a book on film and theology and spirituality. And can you talk a little bit about it? Because I think it'd be a wonderful, wonderful thing for people to have.
This is actually also one of my favorites, along with My Life with the Saints, Movies That Matter, Reading Film Through the Lens of Faith. And it's written by Father Richard Leonard, who's a Jesuit from Australia, actually only one of five priests in the world who has a PhD in cinematic studies. Amazing, amazing book, where he takes movies, regular movies you'd see in the theater, from City of God to Finding Nemo to The Godfather, and brings out different themes in them. Each chapter is only about 3 pages, and it covers a movie, and he'll give an overview of the movie. He has some teachable moments or themes that can be found in the movie, such as Lent or family, communion, and then there's discussion questions at the end. So I think this book is particularly pertinent for young adults, because as young adults, we love to go to the movies. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
And this is a great way to watch a movie together, and you can get together with your friends. You bring friends, food, and faith all together in one. And this is just really a great springboard for how to talk about a movie through the lens of faith. Some people like to do sharings around scripture or around other books, and this one is just a book that brings everything together, film and book, faith and discussions, and it's just a great way to build community and to see that media that we pretty much, our numbers at the box office show that we frequent movies quite a bit.
Yes, sure. We do.
But those can be an encounter with God, and I think this is something built on the premise of Jesus used the media of his time. He used parables. Parables are stories. Movies are stories, and it was those parables that Jesus talked about that really drew people into these lasting values of the kingdom, of God's forgiveness, of God's love. And movies, the secular movies too, do that often. I think this year's Oscar awards really showed that, from things like Crash and Reese Witherspoon and her terrific role in Walk the Line, and these different movies that talk about the human heart and how the silver screen can be a real place of encounter with God.
Now, Father Leonard, I believe, is an Australian
Jesuit. Yes, he is.
And I think the thing I like about this book is what you mentioned, that 3-4 pages. That
short, easy.
It's right there, and there must be 40 to 50 different films that Father Richard Leonard analyzes briefly, succinctly, and effectively through the lens of faith.
It's great for families as well, and also anybody in ministry. If you want to have an event at your parish, this is just perfect for that.
And I noticed in the end of the book, what's important here is it also gives the ratings of of the movies, so that if you're going to use this for your own family, if you're going to get the video, you can see, you know, is it for general audiences or parental guidance suggested, so on and so forth. And that's a wonderful thing. Now, Michelle, you have a pile of books, and 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is only four of a whole series.
Of a whole series.
So like
now,
20-some
what's great here, these are the Catholic classics.
Yes.
Am I correct?
That's right. These are the Loyola classics that we have reissued, books that have previously been out of print.
Right.
We put in new introductions, contemporary introductions, and they have discussion questions with them. So they're great for book clubs or individual reading. There's a Chicago author, actually. We just printed his trilogy, John Powers, who, I know I'm talking to a Cubs fan, but there's a lot of great White Sox stuff in these books. I'm a Southsider, so I'm partial.
I'm a Cubs fan. I'm a convert.
There you go. I'm sorry.
And a Southsider.
But John Powers, he is just great in his books. Many people know Do Black Patent Leather Shoes Really Reflect Up, from how that's been made into a play, Last Catholic in America, and then the final one, The Unoriginal Sinner and the Ice Cream God. These are hilarious. I was reading them on the L, and I think people thought I was nuts because I was just laughing. But it's a great way of encountering spiritual themes and treasures of our church, of our Catholic faith, in fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're
also readable. We have things from The Silver Chalice that was very pertinent, especially with all the pressed that the movie got out on the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. And Catholics by Brian Moore, North of Hope, John Hassler, another amazing author. So all those you can check out on the Young Adult website. They're amazing books. And they're beautiful. Their covers are gorgeous. They make great Christmas gifts.
Great. And so those are basically the Catholic classics.
Right.
Of literature, fiction, a variety of things where the themes of our faith run predominantly strong through those kind
and
of books.
Some of our listeners who might be a little bit nearer to their sunset years will remember these and think fondly will want to read them again.
And would like to pass on to the next generation. Because they, after all, they are classics.
They are.
And the greatest, Joe, Catholic classic book in the whole wide world.
Right. He's pointing at God's library.
Right.
Let's hope it becomes a classic.
Well, it is. I mean, the most read book in the world is the Bible.
Is. Yes.
And that's the classic. And so from today, folks, we've been able to, hopefully you've enjoyed this. I know I've enjoyed this immensely. We do have a few minutes left, but we've focused on books on the Mass, on how we connect our faith to our work, and understanding the Scripture, a wonderful little novel that Michelle has graciously passed out, the Shoemaker's Gospel, to a number of people. The whole young adult world connecting itself with film and how we read that through the lens of faith. And then the one that seems to be the hottest one now, and this is November. This is the month of the saints, living and dead. And My Life with the Saints by Father Jim Martin. We're going to break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to fill you in a little bit, Kate, on the world of young adult ministry.
Yes, we are.
From the moment you see the dramatic cover photo of an angel atop a church watching over the city of Chicago, you know you're about to enjoy a very special book. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith, is a treasure chest of photographs, paintings, and historic perspective. Every church in the Archdiocese of Chicago is featured. The book provides readers with insight into our Catholic heritage, ministry, evolution, and challenges. A Journey of Faith makes a great gift with more than 340 pages of photos and history printed on gloss paper, hardcover, color throughout. It is available at many parishes, or you can call Liturgy Training Publications at 1-800-933-1800 or order online at ltp.org. The price is only $35, well below market price if you order by Thanksgiving. So call 1-800-933-1800 or go to ltp.org. The Archdiocese of Chicago, A Journey of Faith. Display it proudly in your home.
Poverty is no stranger to Illinois. The number of people living in poverty in this state has jumped by more than 30% in the last 5 years. We have the highest rate of deep poverty in the Midwest. The poor are not only growing in numbers, they're also getting poorer. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development breaks the cycle of poverty. It funds programs to create jobs, increase affordable housing, and protect the rights of workers, seniors, immigrants, and the disabled. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Help break the cycle of poverty.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George travels to Rome for the canonization of Mother Theodore Guerin. We'll talk to the Cardinal about his trip. Priests for Justice discuss why there's a need for immigration reform in the United States. We'll take you to that news conference. And we'll introduce you to a pastor who was recently honored for putting his life on the line so one of his parishioners could live.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
And we are back with The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Kate DeVries, Joe Papraki, and Michelle Helm from Loyola Press. And we have Monica from Round Lake. Monica, we've only got a couple minutes left. Monica, you have some book recommendations. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I came into the church about 5 years ago, and my favorite book, and I think it's just next to the Bible, the most important, is the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
There you go.
The Catholic Church.
Yeah.
There
That's right.
And then my other book is that I just love, too, because really did a really great job of, you know, researching this, is Ungodly Rage by Donna Steichen. And it, you know, it highlights and exposes the feminist attempts to infiltrate the church and get rid of the hierarchy, and they also advocate for female priests, and it's really good to know who these dissenters are. And, you know, I just use that over and over again whenever I run into something I think might be dissenting within the archdiocese, and, you know, these names just keep coming up, and I just love that book, too. So,
okay,
Catechism
Monica.
Of the Catholic Church and Ungodly Rage.
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being so patient. Thank you very, very much.
And Father Cusick, you had one other recommendation we didn't get time to talk about.
Well,
but
I have a sneaking suspicion, Kate, we may focus an entire monthly show. Loyola Press has a book here called A Catholic Guide to Caring for Your Aging Parent.
Okay.
Aging parents are no longer the realm of middle-aged people. There's
Correct.
So many younger people today who wind up being a parent to their parents. I was saying to Michelle and Joe during the break that I'm right now dealing with two young adults who dealing with parents who either have Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, and it becomes a terrible thing when all of a sudden you realize that no longer are you the child, but you are the parent to a parent.
Yes.
And this is a wonderful, it's called A Catholic Guide to Caring for Your Aging Parent. It's Monica Dodds, D-O-D-D-S, and also it's Loyola Press, and you can get that on our website.
But not a hope in those pages.
How about some
yes,
stuff,
amen.
Kate, for young adults during the next month?
Well, let's do that. We are continuing with the Yacht Clubs, Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together, so the first, second, and third Tuesday of every month and the third Thursday of every month. Young adults are gathering for a great talk and some wonderful conversation afterward. They are happening next at I&M Canal. Actually was just last night. So the next one is Thursday, November 16th in the Northwest Suburbs in Schaumburg. They are talking about finding God in suburbia. Then we will have the Yacht Club in Chicago on Tuesday, November 21st. Father Terry Keehan is addressing modern miracles. So we have details on our website. The first Tuesday of December, Yacht Club West is going to feature Father Tom Donaldson talking about to Advent or not to Advent. That is the question. So that will revolve around Advent. And then we will have on December 12th, the I&M Canal in Lamont. We'll have a great talk from Mr. Tom Quinlan from the Joliet Diocese talking about the hustle and bustle of the season and how to navigate that. So a couple of things coming up that way. And then through Young Adult Ministry, we want you to mark your calendars. On Saturday, April 28th, we will have our Focus Conference, which is a great young adult day. And a fundraiser that's coming up for us, a very important fun event, is going to be Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. We will be gathering at Brookfield Zoo for what we call a Gala of Goodness, and a lot of fun will be had there. You can get details about all of the programs that we do through our website, yamchicago.org, and you can always call our office, 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And for a number of years now, young adults have gathered on for what is called the First Sunday Young Adult Mass, and that's at 11:15 every first Sunday of the month, and that will be the first Sunday of December, and that's at Old St. Patrick's Church in downtown Chicago, readily accessible off of all the expressways. And after the first Sunday Mass, there is an opportunity to meet one another for a little continental breakfast that's held after Mass. But for today, great. Kate, aren't we lucky?
We are delighted.
Good.
Thank you all for listening, and thanks to Joe and Michelle.
Joe and Michelle, thank you so much.
It's great being here.
Thank you for giving us the gift of books. Yes. The books is what keeps our imagination open. And I have a plaque in my office that says, imagination is evidence of the divine.
So true.
Be blessed, folks. Thank you for listening.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.